and spanking new. And they need all of their digital marketing services for the new viewership. So that includes web design, digital marketing, and of course I pitched them everything under our roof that we could handle. And that included the social Wi-Fi piece for when customers come into the RV dealership showroom, they can log in and be added to the autoresponder and nurtured.
Yep.
From that perspective, video remix piece where we can do special pieces on RV units and things of that nature. And then, of course, you've got the ranking of their website. So all of that is included in the 100K social media management, all that stuff.
Beautiful. And do you mind if I record this? Because I want to do I kind of want to walk through your sales pipeline, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right, awesome. So hold on, just give me 1 second. All right, perfect. So from the beginning, so 100K deal. So first, is it 100K annually that they're paying you, or is it over monthly increments that they're going to be paying you over the course of a year under a one-year contract?
Yeah, it's a over a year contract. So basically, each service is broken down into a monthly amount that they pay, which will include video remix, Wi-Fi, social logins, PPC, SEO, video marketing, and the cost of their web design.
Correct. Yep.
So hopefully, if we're able to rank them as we feel that we will, rank them high in Google, that they'll just simply continue next year with the same sort of sets of services.
That's awesome. And so going through this, so where did you actually find this lead? Like, where was it actually sourced from? Was it a referral? Did you find it online? Did you see it in a newspaper, a billboard? Where did you find the lead?
It was a referral. I had done business with the company 6 years ago. They were a client of mine, and so they sold their business. It was funny enough, I started with them in their tech support, doing tech support for them back in the early 2000s. They had two dealerships at the time, and I met with the owner. We started talking about his future goals and whatnot, and technology was really on the cusp at that point. No RV dealership at that time was really listing inventory online and whatnot. He was a real maverick. So he wanted to figure out how he could do that, and we put together solutions for him. They opened up a third location within the next 2 years, and then within the next 3 years after that, they sold all three locations to one of the big RV conglomerates, Camping World.
Okay.
They sold their three locations to Camping World, and the partner went to become vice president of a regional division of Camping World for a few years, and then he just kind of went on a sail around the world for a while.
Okay. Yep.
And he reached out to me, it probably was about 6-7 months ago, saying, "Hey, I'm thinking about opening another dealership."
Yep.
And at that point, we started strategizing about what services he needed to get in and compete, and he wants to be top of the line, top dog, marketing techniques and things as it comes to the showroom. That puts him a little head and shoulders over his competition, and of course, nobody's doing video remix personalization in that industry. So we talked to him about that, and showed him a sample video of an RV unit that we did, and he fell in love with that. Started talking about his Wi-Fi network, and capturing leads from that perspective, creating sales funnels, all of this stuff that really didn't exist when he was in business. He took it hook, line, and sinker, and we're right now setting up the groundwork for his opening in October.
Awesome. So it sounds like the kind of the sales technique that you used was more of the consultative approach. Can you kind of walk me through? So when you said that you were doing the strategizing and you kind of helping it, and you would say that it was more consultative, correct?
Yeah, I would definitely say more consultative with a show me first type of a mantra, meaning that we kind of gave him, led him down a path, if you will, and showed him what that looked like visually. And that means, you know, showing demos of video remix and then explaining how that really works. You know, how does that engage with the customer? How can you bring that into a monetary standpoint, you know, with call to action and things of that nature?
Gotcha.
So, you know, as we spun the proverbial ingredients together to make this pie, you know, at the end, the pie looked very
exactly
appetizing to him.
Yep.
And he was like, okay, let's go for it. Let's go ahead and do it.
That's awesome. And one thing that's coming to my mind right now is, so you said that the lead contacted you a little while ago, but like what kind of sparked, like I know the car dealership, but there's a million people they could have reached out to in the Atlanta market. Like what sparked the desire to actually call you and say, okay, this is the person that I want to be able to help me?
Well, a lot of it had to do with relationship. We did have a previous relationship with this business owner, and you know, we were able to produce quite a good result for him in his previous business, and being able to sell that business for upwards of $26 million. And I'd like to say that, you know, our hands in that pie, along with this guy's forward thinking, helped him to achieve that goal. So why not come back to a source that's trusted, tried, and true? But again, even with that, he wanted to get other quotes as far as web services and marketing goes, because again, he's that type of person. He's, yeah, Charles, I know you, but what I knew of you back in the day was your technical support capabilities. I don't really know about what you can do in the marketing world. And so that's where, you know, you got to prove yourself.
Correct.
And being able to have the ability to create content, if you will, easily using the tools that we have with Video Remix and whatnot, that stuff doesn't look like you can just go do that in about 5 or 6 minutes.
Exactly.
So when you can whip something like that out on a potential customer, and you know that there's nobody else out there doing that in your area, then it gives you a leg up, and it definitely gave us a leg up, because who else can compete with that?
Exactly. That's awesome. And how did you go out? So when the client first reached out to you and says, hey, Charles, do you know anything about marketing, yada, 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 like what was like the first thing that you did in order, like when they're questioning, like, hey, we've worked with you in the past, but what is like, do you know marketing? What was like the first step that you had to do to kind of show that you're an expert at kind of what you're doing?
Well, what helped tremendously is that we had a well-built website ourselves. If you're doing something in the industry, you're not consuming your own goods, then it's a red flag right there. So, and, you know, I took him and walked him through our website, again, started walking him through, you know, things that we had done and things that we could produce. Like I said, creating an actual demo campaign with Video Remix with all of his information in it, you know, it really took us over the top, because at that point he's like, my gosh, you guys, you can do some stuff that I've never seen. So, you know, once you hit him with those capabilities up front, and then of course knowing, you know, a little bit about the industry helps as well, being able to, you know, talk around talking points, you know, that a business understands their need and what's required of a business right now to compete online, you know, is paramount.
Yeah.
You know, so doing your homework as far as those things go, you know, help out a great deal.
Yeah, exactly. And with the website that you were describing, how would you say, so were you showing them the results, or were you showing them more why you do something on a website? Like, were you more explaining the purpose of each part of the website, or were you explaining the actual results that were driven?
Pretty much the purpose of the website, also the design, how it looked in a mobile environment, and that mobile is really 80% of the game right now when it comes to client-facing material. You have to think mobile first and everything else second. And if you're not taking that stance, you're already putting yourself in harm's way.
Yeah.
So, you know, our whole approach was, you know, you've got to look stout mobily. And then when we took them to our site and we showed them the difference between what a mobile site looks like and what a non-mobile responsive site looks like, you know, again, further building our understanding of the market and his needs, you know, again, you're just building a foundation block by block by block of the basics.
Yeah.
You know, really just speaks to themselves.
That's awesome. Yeah, and so that when you're walking through the website, was that what you would consider your demo, or is that more like the intro, and then you started going into other things? Like, what was like the demo that you say would kind of push them over the edge?
Really, again, walking through our site, look and feel and experience that you have going in there, and again, why you have things at certain places. And other things that again, our site doesn't even have that we know about, which are, you know, your very similar to what you have on Video Remix. Main website is where you have the agent who's sitting there monitoring the site for activity.
Yeah.
You know, things like that are things that you have to build and understand that are out in the marketplace so that they understand that these are needs. And all of these are cost points. As it relates to building, you know, that big ticket item, that understanding that, yeah, you want a Ferrari. here are the things that are included with a real Ferrari. You don't just want a Ford Festiva engine.
Yep.
exactly. That's what most companies' websites are. They're Ferrari shells. But their engines are Ford Festivas because they don't drive any action.
Exactly. And that's the difference between the $100,000 deal like you closed and when somebody's doing, say, a $200 deal. It's all about building value.
No question about it, because they understand that, yeah, if I'm spending $100,000 a year in marketing, I've got to do that one to compete in the space that I'm in. If I want to be with the big dogs, this is what the big dogs do.
Yep.
And if I want to compete in that area, I've got to spend the money. But my return on investment, again, he's already sold a dealership for $26 million. So he understands that his year goals are in the millions.
Yep.
And spending $100,000 to get people to hopefully line his pockets with $1 million+ per year,
yep,
it's just economic sense.
Exactly. And what do you think was the number one driver, like, for actually working with you? Was it the ROI, or was it like more of a competitor? Like, were they more concerned about the competitors that they were going at, like that could compete with them, or is it more like, I'm going to invest $100K and hopefully get a million out of it?
Definitely, I would say 50-50.
Yep.
Because the competitors drive what you have to do. Of course, if you don't have $100,000 to spend, no matter what your competitors are doing, you can't do it. You have to take it a little smaller and take a chunk out at a time.
Yeah.
But it's up to the business owner to determine what their budget is, not the consultant. And sometimes I find, as consultants, we do that. We spend the client's money on their behalf from a poor person's perspective, thinking that we're doing them a service by coming in low.
Yeah.
No, you really aren't. You have to give them the Ferrari and let them back themselves down from the Ferrari,
yep,
to the Lamborghini, to the Porsche, to the Dodge Stealth 3000.
Exactly.
But no doubt. Otherwise, you're never going to understand the potential of the sale.
Correct.
If you always come in, well, I'm going to come in and save you money. Saving money never really made anyone rich.
Yep, exactly. And how did you? So I agree with you 100%. That people who view a transaction as how do I save money on this deal are going to just lose money. because they're not viewing it as the investment. They're not actually viewing it as how can I actually take this, say, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 and turn it into $500,000, $1 million, $3 million. And that's the difference between the widely successful and the people who stay broke forever. It's a very big, big reason for that.
Absolutely. And often they get it twisted, meaning there are marketing and sales tactics that you use that bring you in at a lower price, but there is a long-term game in the process.
Yep.
Don't let your low price be your end game.
Exactly.
No, that's just how you you break in. But once you break in, you have to have a strategy of elevating them down your service matrix to where you get to, you know, $10,000 a month with one customer. And that's the thing. We forget about that. We well, I'm going to go in and I'm going to charge really low so I can get them. Yeah, but you got to have a strategy. Yeah, again, I think that was it was a guy that you and I were talking about at one point who used a strategy of lost leaders, if you will, because he charged the company, I think maybe $1.
Yep.
Just to get something on the books as paid.
Yep.
But he was working with a major, major organization.
Yep.
So his end game was to use the credibility of that larger organization to go out and sell small.
Up and Charles, I think you broke up a little bit. Let me just see. Let me call back.
Adam?
Hey there. Sorry, yeah, we got broken up.
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly, and that's what it comes down to. It's all about if you're going to do something on the $1 level or the very small ticket level, it all comes down to leveraging the credibility. That is a huge, huge aspect in order to gain the expertise needed to actually easily go after the smaller people, which is great.
And without question.
Yeah, and one big thing from that. So this is, I just want to make sure that I'm correct on this. This is one of your first customers, right? Or if not your first customer that you actually landed with Video Remix, correct?
Yes. It's, I think, my second or third, but really not. This would probably be what I would call my first real
correct.
Customer.
Your real customer, exactly. Exactly.
Right. Everything else was more so testing the environment itself and seeing how it fits and how the customer reacts and, you know, what you get from it so that you have that history going in of confidence of what you can produce for a customer.
Yeah, I really like that. So what you just said there is that you're saying that basically what you're doing is you have those two customers beforehand and you charge, say, a smaller amount just to learn how the market actually reacts and how the client reacts. That way, when you actually did go after the big ticket, you had already the experience necessary to kind of say, here you go, here's already the results, we already tested, and this is what we got from it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I recommend at least getting two or three customers out there that you can get history from so that your data is real.
Yep.
And once you have that, then you can speak to that. And then, again, everything is economy of scale. So if you're talking about a customer who gets an average visitor of 100 and they get 10 people to engage with the video, then you've got a metric. So you multiply that times 10, and that's 1,000 viewers, and they get 10%. And now you're getting to build a track record and understanding of engagement. And that speaks to all sizes as far as going up and down, without question. So being very strategic. We're working on hopefully one of the smartest things that we've ever attempted to do in Atlanta. There is an election coming up. This is election season for the new mayor. I happen to, just by happenstance, be playing in a golf tournament and happen to run across the guy in my foursome who is one of the candidates for the mayor of Atlanta. And we're trying to introduce, and I sent out the email to him maybe 2 weeks ago, created a personalized video campaign saying, hey, you need to use this in your marketing campaign for your mayorship because you can engage your your colleagues and your potential voters better than what you're sending because I'm on his mailing list. I'm like, oh, man, this is garbage. Here's how you do it. So just imagine, and I told him, look, here, you can use my service free of charge. Let's get some interactive campaigns out here in the marketplace. He took one look at the video and said, yo, I'm getting my head of campaign to give you a call, my marketing campaign manager to give you a call.
Yeah.
So if they use Video Remix, my Video Remix platform, it's on the profit.
Yep.
And heaven forbid he wins.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then I would have assisted him in getting into the office.
Yeah, exactly. That's really cool. That's awesome. That's huge. That's really good.
Yeah. That's, and not to mention how many people are going to see it.
Yeah, exactly.
And wonder how the hell we did it.
Exactly. Exposure is massive. I mean, if you're able to get that exposure, it's greatly going to help out your company, first of all, and then also leverage the fact that you were able to help somebody actually win, which is phenomenal. No, really good work with that. And one thing with that kind of as well is how do you go in and how do you build up value? So I think that's actually a huge thing that so many people struggle with is how do you actually go and how do you actually build up value for, say, these higher ticket deals, the $100,000 deals and so on. What is the, like, how did you go out and how did you position it correctly where you were able to close on $100,000 as somebody else would have charged $200 for the same exact thing?
Well, more is, again, understanding the market. And doing due diligence. There are a couple of huge companies out there. One of our, I guess, quote unquote, I guess I'm now considered a competitor of theirs. it's called Level 5, and they do marketing for RV dealerships. So I made like I was a new guy on the block getting ready to open up a dealership myself, and I wanted to get a marketing quote of what they would charge for your Cadillac service. I want to compete with the top guys. And their price point was right around $115,000 a year. I reverse engineered what they sent me, included some stuff that they couldn't do because they don't have Video Remix. They don't have social Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
And created a package that I knew already sold for $100,000.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Okay. So you looked into your competitors' pricing, saw what they were charging, and you basically just leveled off at the same exact thing.
But with better stuff.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not as wide known as those guys. But when I started to compare what they're bringing to the table and what we bring to the table, typically the smaller guy can bring more because they're nimble in that regard. And they have the ability to poodle away some of the pricing because, you know, you're a smaller guy. You don't have that big overhead that everybody else has. So that's where I believe technology in the marketplace is really suiting, you know, small companies because we can compete as long as we believe that we're IBM to start.
Yep, exactly. That's awesome. And did you, when you actually went through your pricing and everything, did you actually show your competitors or did you just know it going in and that way you didn't actually disclose it to your potential client?
Yeah, no. I basically stated that there are companies out there, and I did give them the name of the company. I said, you guys can go and pull a quote from these guys if you like.
Yep.
Please do, because that validates it.
Correct.
Yeah, call them up, for sure.
That's awesome. I like that. So you actually leveraged what somebody else was doing in order to drive the sale for yourself. Really smart game plan. I like that a lot.
Because it was a win-win. So say, for example, again, everything is based on the theory of man and thought process. So I look at the strategy as a win-win. One, I know that they can't provide all the services that I do. So even if he said, well, we want to go with Level 5 because they have the experience. They've been in the business X amount of years and yada, yada, yada. I still can sell them Video Remix because they can't do that.
Yep.
So I still win. I may not have won the $100,000 deal. I would have landed at least something and understand that they just paid $100,000. Guess how much they were going to pay for Video Remix.
Exactly.
It wasn't going to be $120.
Exactly. That's awesome. No, that's really cool. So basically you sold the premium pram up front, and then what you did from there is once you had that premium plan in place, you had a way to kind of bring yourself down just in case if you did decide to go with a competitor, something that you knew for a fact your competitor didn't have, right?
Absolutely. And everybody in video remix can do this because, again, they're sitting on a platform that none of the major competitors understand.
That's awesome. That's really cool. And do you actually have the pricing, like the sheet that you actually showed them, or like the contracts or anything that, that you actually used to close the deal?
I can send it over to you.
Yeah, that would be awesome because I'd love to look at it to see how you did that. So that's really interesting. Yeah, and is there anything else that you kind of saw in like the 100K transaction that really kind of that like that you knew that like for a fact that you did absolutely perfectly, and that maybe somebody else in our community would be able to use as well?
Really, the biggest thing, you know, about all of this is patience and consistency. Patience and consistency. These things, unfortunately, don't happen overnight, and I know the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I know the guy who owns the company, literally, first name basis. And again, I was still having to compete for this. And, you know, every phase of question that they had, I wanted to go above and beyond with example of what I'm not really telling you, I'm showing you.
Yeah.
And with, again, today's technology being that you're able to create these visual effects for people with not a lot of work to do so, it's paramount.
Yeah.
Because, again, they don't understand that you can create a personalized video in 20 minutes.
Correct.
So when you're able to do something like that, it looks like you spent days, if not weeks, getting all of this stuff together.
Yep.
And you did it free of charge just on the premise of hope that they would do business with you.
Correct.
So if you're willing to do that and you haven't received a dime,
yep.
What are you willing to do once you get the contract?
Exactly. That's awesome. I really like that. And that kind of brings me to kind of like my last point, I guess, is how many follow-up points did you actually have? Like how many follow-up touches did you have? And what did you do in each of those follow-up touch?
I probably have had 12 if I had to count them.
Okay.
The initial conversation, hey, we're looking at starting an RV, you know, dealership and, you know, we'd like to, you know, bring in on the network side and, you know, get a set up to, okay, I just don't want the network piece.
Yeah.
I want it all. So what things do I know that they need? And then I started touching, hey, so what are you guys thinking to do about this, planting the seed? Oh, we're going to use XYZ. Oh, okay. All right. So have you reached out to them? So, you know, doing reconnaissance, finding out who the competition is so I can completely destroy them.
Yep.
When I lay out my plan. So, you know, I don't want to go in blind. And like I said, if you start that process early, then you're not waiting too late until after they've already inked the deal and you're coming in, oh, my God, I do those services.
Right. Yep, exactly.
You know, from there, it was everything that I talked about that we could do, I followed that up with a, let me show you how we did it.
Yep. That's really interesting.
So talk about first, show it in real life second.
Yep.
And then keep nurturing that. And then I acted as if I already had the job. So, hey guys, I want to go ahead and, you know, touch base with you, make sure we get your keyword searches done so that we can do a competitive analysis, you know, and ask one email. Hey guys, let me get some images from you. Have you got your logo design so I can show you how a personalized video works? So once they sent me their logo information, I put it into a quick video for them. Of course, I didn't turn around and give it back to them the next day. I waited a week or so. So it looked like it took me a week to do it.
Smart. Very smart. Very smart.
So everything I talked about, hey, have you thought about this? Then I showed them, boom, this is how this looks. And here's the reaction that you can typically get off of this. And here's a call to action. And, man, you got it together. You've got a solution for us.
Yeah.
Because every company wants a turnkey solution where they don't have to put as much effort into it.
Yeah.
Because they've got a ton of stuff they've got to do between now and October, groundbreaking, getting the facility built, meeting with all the zoning and building maintenance and all this type of hobnob. I'm trying to alleviate as much off their plate as humanly possible. Yep. And if they don't have to go and now go through a bidding process of deciding which company to go with.
It saves a lot of time. It really does. It saves them a lot of time. Like that $100,000 alone saves them time just in interviews, figuring out which company works. I mean, that point that you're bringing up there is a huge, huge point that you're bringing up, because especially when companies are on that level, time is of the essence, which is really cool. So that's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no awesome. Doubt.
Yeah, that's really neat. And so I guess the last question that I would have for you is, how do you actually handle the payments? Are you going to be using PayPal? Are you using credit card? Are you using bank wire? Checks? How are you actually collecting payment? Briefcase full of cash?
Yes, meet me in the dock at 12. No, we typically, the way we operate, because we've been in business a minute, so we do honor company checks, because most companies want a payback check.
Yep.
But we do require that be fortified by a credit card on file. So we give them 15 terms.
Yep.
If the check isn't there on net 16, we charge the credit card. So if the check comes on day 17, we send the check back. We've already charged your credit card.
Yep.
That way we don't have to worry about tracking down money. We're,
exactly.
Again, we're a small business. I don't want to pay a collection company one penny.
Correct.
Because it's just counterproductive.
Correct.
So we fortify with the credit card, then we'll allow them to pay by check.
Awesome. Good for you.
If they don't put a credit card on file, then we only accept credit card.
Yeah.
No, or we don't do the deal.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. That's really cool. Charles, you are an absolute rock star. I'm so glad, because when we were talking, I was like, Charles, go out, land a big contract for me, and you went out and did it. And Charles, that's really cool, and I know how much work these actually take to land the higher ticket contracts, like especially $100,000 one. That's really cool. So going out and doing that's going to put you on a new level. And what is your goals, I guess, kind of going into to 2017 further, and I guess so on and so on. Where do you kind of see yourself going?
Really, rinse and repeat.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I definitely want to over-deliver on this particular contract. Again, make sure every I is dotted, every T is crossed, because this, to me, is my my linchpin. If we do an excellent job with these guys, and they come in and into a market brand new and start competing and start showing up ahead of their competition in search engine optimization, and the experience that they get from their customers who come in the door or visit them on the website, and we start building up the testimonials from their customers are testimonials to us, because we put all this stuff together.
Correct.
So I can comfortably say I can go after any business.
Yep.
Because I've got somebody here who started from scratch.
Correct.
And that, to me, is another thing. If this is going out to the VR family, is dudes, go look at companies or businesses that have just opened their doors and offer them your free service, because they are a blank slate. Everything that is done, you can take credit for, whether that's you did it or not, because they don't have any prior history.
Correct. Correct. That's awesome. That's
any prior history. And typically, those guys are hungry for some assistance. So if you put together a campaign where you say, I'm going to take 3 months, 90 days, and I'm going to work with this client, and I'm going to get some results for this client, 90 days, and that's going to be my cost into the industry, is this 90 days that I'm going to spend with this brand new person who's going to love you for life.
Yep.
You get a clean slate to start getting historical data about what you can do for a customer. And once you compile that, you can speak to any business on any side.
Yep. Exactly. That's powerful. That is really, really powerful. That's a huge help, and I'm sure that quite a few of our community members are actually going to take that and definitely put that to use. Is that's one of the things I preach. Like, I mean, when I'm doing my webinars and everything, one of the big things, especially in my training materials that I do, one of my absolute biggest things is, like, if you're really just getting into the market, no matter what market you're in, it doesn't matter if you're local market, online, the JVZoo world, it doesn't matter if you're in the auto industry, the biggest thing is going out and leveraging, say, a few past clients, such as, that's why I always recommend 5 past clients, getting those testimonials, starting to work with those clients, and really kind of being able to leverage the success that you've had from those in order to actually drive future business. It's a powerful, powerful way to go in and get business. And I'm really glad that you actually used that before. It's really cool. So you already know about it, which is a really good technique to go out and do. So, yeah, really, really good.
I have attended a few of your webinars here, Adam.
One or two. That's awesome. And I guess, yep, so the last question would be, what do you think is, like, the impact of Video Remix? How did that actually help you close this deal? Like, what was, like, the big power? Did Video Remix have anything to do with the closing of the deal?
Absolutely. Again, it's the cherries on top. Without question, the problem is there are a lot of people out in the industry who can do a lot of things. So what makes us different? What makes my company the one to choose to handle this account? It's not that the other guy's SEO or my SEO is that much better. It could be in the long term, but that's not something that we would know right up front. But it's when I layered on, you know, the different pieces, Video Remix, at the end it says, and oh, by the way, you get Video Remix.
Yep, exactly. That's awesome. That's really cool. That is powerful, powerful, powerful stuff right there, Charles. I'm really glad to talk with you. And I actually just sent you something on Skype as well that I think that you might like. I'm not going to say it during this, but I definitely want you to check it out and let me know what you think. But yeah, really, really good work with everything, Charles. And I can't wait to hear more of the success. Do you think that you can actually close another 6-figure deal before the end of the year?
I'm planning on it.
Good. I want you to close the basketball team me and you were talking about.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I'm actually working along the same lines as I did with the mayor. There's an executive on the basketball team that's on LinkedIn, and he continues to post these little lame posts on LinkedIn about getting boxes and what it means to companies and yada. So I'm going to create a Video Remix for him.
Yep.
And say, this is how you can market to these top guys. The stuff you're throwing out right now, nobody's looking at that.
Yeah, exactly. And can you actually send over the video that you used to close this dealership, if that's okay?
Sure.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, that sounds really good. So, yeah, Charles, it was great talking with you, and definitely, and I'll message you on Skype right after this, but yeah, thank you a ton, Charles.
Not a problem.